Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment. This is from North Hollywood, California. I almost forgot, didn't say the whole title. Let me say it again. Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 89. And, you know, why am I rushing everything? Well, first of all, I'm speeding up the flute intro because I like I said last week or whenever it was I said, I was listening to some older ones. I'm going through, starting to go through them to look for certain things I'm looking for, that I'm working on. And some of those flute intros go on forever. It's just, are you kidding me with a flute intro? I think I was just trying to eat up time. Well, guess what? I don't need to eat up any more time because I'm eating plenty of donuts. Ooh, how did I get to that? Okay, this is possibly why I'm a little speedy today. Okay, first of all, I just had my third cup of coffee of the day. I had two earlier, and I had one now with a bagel, cream cheese, lox, tomato, onion, lettuce. Got that at a bagel shop. First, I went and bought vitamins, healthy stuff. Then I ran into Deb and Rudy, and they happened to be going to the bagel place to pick up bagels to have at home. And I was already thinking about, see, this is how the synchronicity of it all was. And why I think it was meant to be for me to go there, because I just happened to see them, and I recognized Deb. I just saw Deb a glimpse of her head, and then they went behind a pillar. I knew she was with somebody. I said it looked like Deb, and it was Deb and Rudy. Oh my God! So so they went with me to the vitamin store, and then we walked down to the bagel place. And I was telling Deb, and I don't know if I've talked about this in the last few weeks. I'm on a 3-week cheating sugar run. I'm coming clean here, folks. I was doing a once a week cheat day, and what was happening is I was having such, you know, big cheat days that by the following day I was so ready to go back to my clean way of eating. Well, what happened is about 3 weeks ago, I decided to just have a little bit of cheats one day and then a little bit of cheats. So I was going little. And what happens in these kind of cases all the time is eventually I am nonstop, not nonstop. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I'm not eating. I'm taking a break from eating sugar right now, okay? Although I could always pause this and have a donut. I can do this. I have that friggin' power to do that. No. Anyway, the point is it always gets out of control. And I'm going to have to, first of all, just for my own sanity, forget the weight and all that, because I can feel the weight starting to, like, you can feel it coming on. And I'm still, you know, I've lost weight and people are, like, still remarking about that, which is also a dangerous thing, because then you start to think, like, hey, I can get away with it. Well, I can get away with very little, okay? There's not much I can get away with, folks, especially the older I get. It's like trying to be a criminal. It's like trying to be a criminal. You've been a criminal all your life. You went to prison a couple times, and now you know, hey, I can't shoplift. I can't do it. I can't rob places. But I don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to go back to my clean way of eating. When? I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet. Don't pressure me, okay? But I'm planning to do it soon. I'm going to have to do it soon because I'm nuts. You can see, hear my voice. I'm out of my mind. I'm speedy. I'm nuts. I'm crazy. It's kind of funny. Fun, though. Isn't it kind of funny and fun? Kind of funny and fun when a man like me is crazy with it. Just imagine me on, like, real drugs, like narcotics. And oh, please. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll stop the once a week cheat. I'm not sure. I might go, like, and do, like, a long, maybe two, like, 3-week, 4-week, whatever, cheat, like, no cheats. And then make my cheat days, like, maybe go back to cheat moments and just be very, very, you know, instead of, like, having one day where I was having one day where I just let myself do whatever I wanted, well, maybe that's not a good idea anymore for now. I mean, you know, the chances are I'm going to make that mistake again in my life, but I'm just talking to you, I'm venting to you, you're there, you're a shoulder to cry on, you're an ear to listen to my tales of sugar woes, and you know, sugar is not, it's not good for you. It's not good for me. I mean, you're not supposed to eat it like the way I've been eating it lately. So I know that's got to stop, and it will stop. Believe me, it's going to stop. And I was reading about, somebody had told me about apple cider. Apple cider vinegar is good for, if you get a sugar craving, you take 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar that you mix into like 3/4 of a cup of water, and you stir it up until it's an even color, and you drink it down, and that's supposed to cure you of your sugar craving. And it says every time you get a sugar craving, pull the car over, whip out your bottle of apple cider vinegar, and take a swig, baby. And then take out your Evian bottle and swig that down. I'm willing to try. I'm crazy. And then I start eating other foods. Like, I've been eating a lot of sushi lately. But I have been going to sushi bars. I get sushi at, like, a Gouger's, or there's a place that I go to. I haven't been to in a couple of years, actually. But I've been there 3 times in the last week or so. Basically, it's a, I don't want to say a fast food sushi, but, you know, kind of a, in a sense it is, because it's not a sushi bar, per se. It's a Japanese place, and they have very good food, and it's not expensive, and they have a combination thing with sushi, and a barbecue chicken with some rice and some salad. You hear that in the background? Buddy's car. I don't know if you can hear that. You're making a crazy noise. But anyway, for $10, fantastic. You eat so much food, and then you get so stuffed, and then you just gotta. I'm starting to talk like that girl from the Armenian girl from last week. I was talking like her. It's really good, and I've been craving it, and it's so, you know, anytime you crave something like that, you know, it's not good for you to have too often. So I know exactly what I got to eat. I know exactly. I had a meeting with my old food mentor, like about 3 weeks ago it was. Funny, I had a meeting with him 3 weeks ago when I had the beginning of my cheats. I'd already been cheating for just a couple of days, and then I just opted to keep cheating for a while. But, you know, fine. I'm not beating myself up. I'm just telling you. I am in the middle or towards the end of a cheat run. And it's going to come to the end. And, you know, I just don't feel, you know, that great. You know, I just feel out of sorts. I feel, it's not the same as like when you're eating really good food and it's nourishing your body. All right. Enough preaching from me. Because what happened is now I had the bagel and cream cheese and all that. Coffee, and then I wolfed down a bunch of sugar on top of it. And I'm sitting here right now, and I'm not feeling that great. But I'm going to continue on. I don't care. So, anyway, speaking of Ralph's, I find out that Ralph's, you know, I'm starting to think about, what am I going to eat, you know, once I get clean. And, you know, I'm going to have to cook sometimes, you know. Which I've got some cookware to my friend Kathy, Mark's wife, bought for me very nicely. So I have some cookware, and so I could cook, or I could get, you know, go and get some prepared chicken and blah blah blah. You know, I could do that. But it turns out Ralph's, and I'm going to check on this after the podcast today because I'm going to go up there. Apparently, I found this out from another customer the other day when we were both at the deli ordering stuff. He said he had just ordered some fish from the fish counter, and then they cook it to order for him. So he's having it cooked, and I think he said there was no extra charge. I think it's like a service they provide. I gotta find out. So that's gonna be one of my main missions today, is to find that out. You know, Ralph's also has been the place where I've been going to do my cheating shopping moment, shopping for cheats. And I know that I've got to just stop. I'm not ready, folks, okay? I'm not ready. Don't intervene. Al, we love you, Al. Al, stop eating the donuts and the M&Ms. I have like 3 different kinds of M&Ms. And I just love watching like movies and eating my M&Ms. Okay. But, you know, I gotta get more productive, too, as far as, like, you know, I gotta get ready to start doing stand-up again and other things. So it's all gonna come together, I promise you. Because I've been here before, and I'll probably be here again doing this. It's just, you know, this is how we grow in life. We make mistakes, you know, two steps forward, three steps backwards. Is that the only one? Three steps forward, two steps backwards. I don't know. Or two donuts forward, three croissants backwards. I saw something interesting at Ralph's. I saw a lady who was cleaning off an entire shelf of hydrogen peroxide. And I was just coming up the aisle, and she was... Oh, there was something I wanted to get that was near there. And I was amazed. And I think I said to her, like, wow, that's a lot of hydrogen peroxide. I don't know what she's using it for, but I hope it's not for evil. That was my main concern. Then there was one thing at Ralph's that bothered me this week. I'm at the deli counter, and there's this very nice guy who works there, and he's a great worker. You know, when I first met him, he's the kind of guy that, you know, he got on my nerves a little bit because he asked me he was asking me some questions, and I don't know, I took him the wrong way, and I kind of prejudged him a little bit, and then I realized what a diligent, you know, fine worker he is, and I, you know, I just try to go out of my way to be really nice to him. I wasn't being not nice to him before, but now I really respect the guy. And so they have chicken, like at the deli, the hot food bar. They have an 8-piece chicken, fried or baked or barbecued or whatever, on sale for like 8 pieces for $5.99, which sounds great, but it's just the only thing that's really worth it, I think, are the chicken breasts. Everything else is so small. I mean, the chicken drum sticks are so small. It's like you're paying for a bones. But so to advertise that, they had this guy, and he's been working there for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, he told me, something like that. He was wearing, you know, they have to wear hats on their heads to kind of protect their, you know, make sure that, like I said, it's a sanitation thing. You know, so I guess their hair doesn't fall in the food, whatever. But he's wearing a hat. On top of the hat is a chicken face, like a promotional thing, a chicken face. And you know something? I didn't like that. He's a grown man. He's an adult. And I said to him, I took offense for him. You know, like the way, you know, how liberal white people get offended for biracial things that people of color don't care. Well, that's what I was doing. I just said to him, you know, what's the deal with the chicken face on your head? I mean, why are you wearing that? He goes, I don't mind. He said he didn't mind. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It's none of my business. But I just felt it was, you know, one of those corporate BS things where, you know, they're going to say, hey, I have an idea for, like, to promote. We'll just make our employees feel really humiliating and make them wear a chicken face on their head. You know, it's just like some of these corporations, gosh. I'm not against corporations either. I mean, if it's a corporation, gives back. I mentioned about that Tom's shoes, you know, how every pair of shoes they sell, they donate one pair to some kids somewhere. Unfortunately, you know, I bought a pair and I hated them. I had them returned. But they told me that they still donated, even though I returned it. So I just felt like it's just another one of those corporate things that just POs me, folks. Pisses me off. And then here's another one. I've been going to Baja Fresh a bit lately. But I figured out how I could, once I get off the cheating tip, I know exactly what I can get at Baja Fresh. A couple things that will be very much in league and in line with eating very clean and healthy. But so I call up, and this Filipino lady answers. I've talked about her, I believe, before. She's a manager. And she goes, hello, welcome to thank you for calling Baja Fresh. Would you like to try our steak and shrimp burrito? And I was like, hey, no. Can I get something else? Can I order something else? Why are you asking me that? And I realized, you know, that's another one of those stupid corporate things where somebody's like, you know, well, when people call, let's try to, you know, manipulate them eating into ordering something, this new thing, the steak and shrimp burrito. And, you know, I felt bad for her. I felt bad. And then, you know, I told you how she calls me sir a lot. And then she then the other day she said, Al, right? And I go, yeah. And I go, you know what? Just call me Al. You know, please don't call me sir. I mean, that's just, it's too formal and stupid. Just call me Al. If I'm going to be in here, like, a lot, don't call me sir. Or call me Sir Al, like I said last week. And then I realized that I'd ordered, over the phone, I ordered this mahi-mahi fish, which they used to always have. But now, and I don't even know the difference between these two fishes, they don't have mahi-mahi. They have a fish called wahoo. So I had a wahoo. Tasted pretty good. I mean, the only thing that's similar is that they both have kind of funny names. Mahi-mahi, wahoo. It's a good thing I didn't say wahoo, wahoo, right? That'd be too much. Wahoo, wahoo. Wahoo, 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 wahoo. Then I went to Whole Foods during the week at some point, and, you know, I had gotten my hair cut and colored by Debs last week, and so it had been really out of whack, and so, you know, when it's out of whack, people can really see the difference right away, because it's styled very nicely, and it's colored, you know, all that gray that was, you know, jumping off my head into their vision is not there. And so a couple people made notice of it, you know, and this one girl that works there, you know, she said to me, you know, you shouldn't color your hair. You should let nature take its course. And, you know, and that's, and I told that to Deb, and Deb goes, well, how old is she, 12? No, she's 20. Of course, when you're 20, yeah. Let nature take its course. Sounds fantastic, but not in the business I'm in or attempting to be in. Although, you know, as time goes on, I'm just going to have to freaking deal with it. You know, but right now, you know, I think the color works. Matter of fact, right now we were in a vitamin store, and I was telling the girl behind the counter who's like a, you know, very, she's, I wouldn't say she's a friend because we don't hang out, but she's, you know, we're very friendly to each other when I see her. And I told her, this Deb here is the lady that cuts and colors my hair. It's the best around. And she goes, you color your hair? She was like really surprised because she doesn't see me that often. You know, maybe once every month or two or three or something like that. So for her, and I'm telling you, it looks natural, folks. And then here's the thing. The Whole Foods, I don't know if this is true of other Whole Foods. The one I go to is a very cluttered Whole Foods. It just, they really need more space. And they have a green juice section where you could get, like, all these greens. And they put them in a juicer, and they juice it up, and it's all healthy stuff. And you know where that's located in this particular Whole Foods? Right in the bakery. So you can get your Belgium chocolate mousse and a drink of kale. And I would bet that the green juices, maybe, who knows, maybe it's still, maybe in other places it is in the bakery, I don't know. Because they're not going to have one person just running the green juices. You know, they're going to have one person doing several things. Because that's how corporations are. Although Whole Foods is different, they are going to they're going to label their foods GMO or non-GMO, but that won't go into effect, I think, until 2018, because it takes a good 5 years to label things, folks. You hear the sarcasm in my voice? You hear the sarcasm? And then I was in the parking lot. I was just about ready to leave Whole Foods, and there was this girl out there, and she was smiling at me, and I didn't know her, and I was thinking how creepy it is when a woman, like, you know there's something wrong with a woman if she's smiling at you, right? No, not like a, like if you don't know a woman and she smiles at you, like say you're passing a woman in a store, and you know, you look at each other, you smile, oh, hi, you know, and then, you know, maybe you'll get in a conversation, or maybe not. That's good, that's normal, but when some lady that doesn't know you, and she just stands there and smiles at you with a look of fixation, That gets that's a little creepy, and you know there's something wrong. And there was a woman there that was doing that to me, and she was saying something about something, and I just yesed her and said, I'll see you. I gotta go get some donuts. I can't hang around. I gotta go. And there was one of these young kids that works there. You know, young kid, about 22, 23. Latino kid. He said to me the other day, hey, man, he goes, when you were in high school, did you play, were you a football team? Nobody has ever asked me that. I go, no, why? He goes, you look like a tackle. Now, I don't know anything about football, really. I don't even remember what the tackles, I'm assuming the tackles tackle. And he said he felt like I, you know, I thought it was kind of funny that I appeared to be a football, like a football player. He, you know, I've never had that before. I was stunned. I didn't know how to, I was like, thank you for thinking of me. It was in that macho tone of voice, that macho tone of state of tone, son of tentative. All right. So, oh man. So this week, You know, I make a lot of phone calls during the week, I called a number, and a guy answered, and I immediately knew that it was not it was the wrong place, because the person I was expecting was a woman, and I just knew it was wrong. So I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong number. And the guy goes, "Oh, are you trying to reach somebody?" No. I'm just dialing the phone and letting it ring and hoping I just get voicemails. There's an odd question. Are you trying to reach somebody? Maybe that was his way of he didn't want to be specific. Maybe he wanted to say, "Who are you trying to reach?" Are you trying to reach somebody? No, I'm just dialing the phone out of a sense of loneliness and depression. Which was partially true. No, just kidding. That's a joke. So I was mentioning about that place where I get the sushi and everything. And I want to say something about work ethics and people who work. And just what people have to do in this country these days. And this lady, she's from, I'm not sure if she's from Mexico. I think she is from Mexico originally, or maybe her family is, but she's not. And, you know, I like her. She's nice. She's got some kids, she said. And she works at this sushi place, but she also has another job, she told me, at this furniture place. So I was... You know, my thought is, she works part-time here and works part-time there. No! She works full-time at the sushi place, 8 hours. 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Then she goes home and takes a quick shower, okay? And she gets to her next job at 11. And she works from 11 to 7. So she works 16 hours a day. And I said to her, wow, that's a lot of hours. And she said, well, it's not too bad. She goes to the sushi place. I got to deal with the public all day, but at the furniture place at night, I'm not dealing with the public, so it's not that bad. And I'm like, God bless you. My respect for her went so much further up because she works 5 days a week, and that's an 80 hour work week, folks. And that's not overtime. That's not 40 hours or 40 hours overtime. It's 40 and 40. But, you know, she's willing to do that to, you know, I mean, she has to, I guess that's what she has to do to keep herself and her family together. And, it really moved me. It touched me. And I don't put in those kind of hours. If I put in 80 hours a week in my career, I'd probably be a superstar by now. It's just amazing. I was just flabbergasted. I didn't realize that people work like that. You know what I'm saying? And it made me not ashamed, because I won't say ashamed. I'm not ashamed of myself, because I do work fairly hard. But it made me kind of want to work harder and longer. It made me want to get two 8-hour a day jobs. One in the sushi place and one in the furniture place. Oh, that's a bad joke. But it did make me want to, you know, put more effort in. And so far I put more effort in just to I have a job. It's as if my job is eating sugar. So if my job is eating sugar, I'm doing very well. Then I go outside this Japanese place, and there's a donut place I've been going to. I've been kind of going to the Japanese place, putting my food in the car because I'm taking it to go, and then going into the donut place. That's where a Cambodian girl said I can go with her to Cambodia, which is never going to happen. And so there's a heavy set Latina lady standing in front of the Yoshinoya beef bowl. There's a Yoshinoya beef bowl, which I'm staying out of. As long as there's this Japanese place, why would I go to Yoshinoya beef bowl? Doesn't make any sense. So she's standing there, and she's giving me the smile, so I know she wants something. Okay, she gives me that smile, like the strange smile. And she's got a baby stroller, you know. But I don't see any babies. So as I walk towards the donut shop, she goes, "You want to buy some candy?" And I go, "No, no, no, thank you." And I realize, you know, she's just trying to hustle some candy. You know, she's just trying to sell, make money. So I go in, I get a couple donuts, come out, and I had like some change. I had like maybe 80 cents change. I figure, I'll just give it to her. You know, and I'm not saying this to brag like I'm some kind of great person. Just kind of telling you a story. And I go up to her and I go, "What do you have?" And she's, you know, she's got candy in the stroller, like on the seat of the stroller. Like, "Oh, look, I got," she has like a Hershey bar, you know, some kind of like, sweet tarts or something like that, you know. I mean, but it's just like something that, like, you know, you get at the 99 cent store. And there's no, what struck me was that her presentation was so drab. It was just, it's like a stroller, you know, and I would say the only people that are going to buy this are going to be junkies that are going into Yoshinoya at 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that or whatever, because a regular person isn't going to go, "Wow, that Hershey bar looks like, you know, why would you pay?" Like, everything was a dollar. And it made me sad because I felt like, well, this lady, she's obviously, you know, got to do this. This is how she's making her money. And it's just sad. That's all. It was just sad for me to see. But again, also inspiring to see what people will do, you know, to work. And you know, although she's not like, you know, she's not licensed and bonded and blah, blah, blah. You know, she's not doing anything super illegal. She's not selling illicit drugs. She's just selling candy that you wouldn't want to buy off of somebody like that in a stroller. I want to go back there and tell her, you know, get into some presentation, lady. Crying out loud. Why don't you just stand there and just whip them out of your pocket? I mean, that would make a better presentation than your stroller. Last but not least, last night, I went to In-N-Out Burger. Okay. Got a protein style, but still very high calorically. Very high calorie thing, and I went there, and I was also craving a hot chocolate. See, this is the problem: is that once I get into this sugar thing, the cravings just come and come and come and come. So I'm craving hot chocolate, and I'm thinking maybe In-N-Out Burger has it, but they don't. They only have was coffee, milk, and soda. Coffee, milk, soda, and I guess water. So I'm driving around, I was thinking, oh, do I want to go, like, I think McDonald's might have it, but I don't want to go through another drive-thru. Then I went through, there was a Wiener Schnitzel by my house, and I went through that, but, you know, there was no cars. Do you have a hot chocolate? No. I feel like an idiot. Then there's a Jack in the Box, and I drove past there, but there were too many cars in line. And then I thought about 7-Eleven. Oh, I'll go to 7-Eleven. There's one by my house. I haven't been there in a long time. So I pull up. There's a couple of, you know, guys, foreign guys that work there. And I find out, I think they're both from, well, one of them I found out later is from India. The one I dealt with. And I walk in, I say, "Hi, do you sell hot chocolate?" He goes, "Yes, we have hot coffee." "No, no, 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 I know you have coffee, but I'm talking about, do you have hot chocolate?" "We have cappuccino." "Yes, I understand the cappuccino, no, but what?" He goes, what is hot chocolate? I said, it's like a hot chocolate liquid, but it's not coffee. And he goes, "I don't know. I've never heard of it before." And then I go over to the machine, and there is a hot chocolate button. So they did sell it. But I guess they just, you know, I asked him, where are you from later on? And he told me he was from India. And I guess they just don't have hot chocolate in India. They don't really need it. But you know what? I got that hot chocolate, and it was just exactly what I wanted. I had an In-N-Out burger and some hot chocolate. And my waistline said, excuse me, let me grow a little bigger. Okay? Okay. Alrighty, folks. Boy, that was kind of a long podcast. I thought it's longer than the last couple of ones have been. Still working on a technology thing. I haven't heard anything this week. I got to get in touch with my friend Dwayne, who's doing this. Thank you all for listening to the podcast. And soon I'll be in the iTunes store. And you'll be able to give comments, reviews, whatever you want to do, folks. And until next time, until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.